Blog Talk Radio.
Monday night, New York, Inner Sight Matter Glad. Welcome, dedicated to the memory and the honor of the great, great advocate Joseph Arian. And I must tell you, somebody told me something about a doctor getting an award. I'm not sure which one it was, so I'm not going to mention any names, but now I'm sure that there are a lot of good doctors, but I don't really think that this is time to give a doctor an award with all these people having passed on from this virus. Of course, you don't know people who had pre-existing conditions if they actually died from the virus or died from something else. But I think if you're going to talk about who was the greatest doctor, you certainly have to name Jesus Christ, who was the greatest healer who ever lived. And he didn't need any drugs to do it. He used his hands and he used the earth and the herbs and everything else. So there you have it, world. To me, that's a glad. Jesus, the greatest doctor ever. All right, Mad or Glad Monday. Anything you're mad about or glad about, we'll see if we can get some phone calls in a little bit. Our engineer comes in. And, So now Mr. Biden is saying that nothing is going to be done, stimulus and the other things pertaining to the virus, for at least a couple of weeks. Well, so far he hasn't done anything for us. He's in there. At least Trump got us, what, $1,200? Some people didn't even get this, but you got to take it off your taxes and stuff. But I think most people got the stimulus. But so far, the new administration hasn't done anything. So we'll just have to see what happens. And, people talk, and now you got a lot of the Republicans concerned that they're not going to be able to get donations from the big corporations because of the rioting that took place and the business at the Capitol where people were killed. Well, I don't think politicians should have that much money to campaign. I mean, what do they need money for? They got the attention of the media, They've got the money that they make. They can fundraise. And they have tremendous outlets and resources. They have a lot of friends who are reporters. So they're concerned about money. How about us? Those of us who are disabled and elderly, many of us who have to struggle through a month because we don't have the funding that we should have. And how about all the people in the nursing homes who have been exposed to this virus because they can't get out because the nursing home takes all their money and their apartment and their house? You know, that should be against the law. A person should not have to give up their home because they go into a nursing home. Because once that happens, that limits the possibilities of getting out and live the rest of your life. And it exposes you more to infection when you're in an institution. Everybody agrees with that. Talking to a friend of mine today, Ave Maria Thompson from the Arturo Law Center, and she agrees that people are much better off in their own home. You know, and that the state should provide. And then I ran that idea by her that InnerSight is trying to accomplish Volunteer Plus, where we would compensate the caregivers who would donate time to keep the person out of the nursing home and to help them to get out. You wouldn't have to depend on the state. Because once you depend on the state, you never know what's going to happen. So these politicians worried about and complaining about money, they don't know what worry and complaint is because they don't have to live through it. They've gotten paid through this whole business of the election and the so-called fraud and everything and the riots. They continue to get paid. Now, what did most of us get out of it? $1,200? And another thing that really is a mad, a lot of people can't get out of a nursing home because they can't find a place, an accessible place. Every dwelling in this country should be accessible. We should have the right to live wherever we want. And the agencies and the government should be raising the funds for the housing. Government can cut back and let the agencies fundraise to help people with their housing. The way it is now, it's horrible because there's no enforcement. You have to find an accessible place, which is very hard. And then they call it, what, affordable housing? I don't even know what that means. It sounds so stupid, affordable housing. All housing should be affordable. All housing should be accessible. InnerSight determined to bring that about. So, Republicans, be grateful for what you have. Maybe some of these corporations that don't want to donate to the politicians will start helping InnerSight more. We want to reduce the taxes, get the agencies to start raising the money, people to have jobs, so they would contribute to this country. But we've got to have accessibility with enforcement. That would be a definite glad. All right, around the world, InnerSight, Mad or Glad Monday, brought to you by the Big East, Akita Rescue. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. I want to thank them for all their help and caring. And you dial it at 609-388-7004, BigEastAkitaRescue.org. Don't forget about all the beautiful children of the world. Corey Foster, Avante, Little Tommy, Ollie, the four who passed away, and all the others who need help. Go an extra mile for that child. InnerSight reminds you. Kennedy Realty, a good friend of ours, Islip, New York. We buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good info. And now I believe he's doing classes. So call him about that. 631-888-1186. One of our friends, Mr. Kennedy Realty. Around the world, some of our friends, as we told you, we spoke to one of the head lawyers today, TuroLawCenter.com. And SuttonInsurance.com, GoodMojoPrinters with a .com, and Baccaro's Italian Tavern, some of the people who have helped us in the past. And I spoke to my friend today, Ed Macho, who is the band leader. I forget the title of the band right now, but the band leader who played at the Service Dog wedding a few years back was Inner Sight. So we may be engaging in another project with them. All right, thank you so much, Inner Sight, to Ed and the band. Around the world, James Bahamonde is an attorney. He's local here, but he is being heard. His name is being heard around the world. 516-783-9662. Bahamonde, Jim, civil rights lawyer. I want to say hello to Jimmy the poet and wish his girlfriend well, Nancy, who is awaiting a kidney. All right. Inner Sight. And Matt of Glad Monday, by the way, if you want to take note of the number, 213-816-1650, you can call in, you can listen, or you can choose to speak. That's once we have an engineer. So we're awaiting that. Matt of Glad Monday, and around the world, nobody starved on Long Island. My buddy Gary, dog food, cat food, medical for your animal. 631-484-3085 on the number. 631-484-3085. And you ask for Gary. Long Island Connection, some good folks over there on the Facebook and on their website. The Long Island Connection .org, I believe it is. All right, this is Inner Sight. This is the Matt of Glad Monday, and I'm glad that dogs are in the world. You know, dogs have been around for thousands of years, man. You know, and they so surely are very helpful, loving. Now, you know, some of the great scientists of the world will tell you that a dog can't show love. Well, I don't believe that for a minute. I believe a dog can show love, definitely. They know when you're upset. They know when you feel good. They know about danger. They know when someone is good to them. So there's a lot of good emotion coming from a dog. I'm glad for dogs in the world. And I think more of them need to be rescued and used as service dogs. Of course, you got to get the right one. All right, Mad or Glad Monday. Anything you're mad about or glad about, if you want to talk about it, if you want to have it on record for the world to hear, you can do that right on this program. And sometimes you can't think of what you're mad about or glad about. Well, you know, just give it some more time and you will think of it. Let's see, tomorrow night's open mic. Talk about what you want. Wednesday show. The president is not addressing all Americans. We'll talk about that, how true that is. And Thursday's program, I forget at the moment, but we'll try to get the title for Thursday. Friday is the funnies. Yeah, we take off with a little crazy laughter and silly stuff, and some of it's stupid, you know. And but we just have some fun, you know. That's Friday night, 8 to 9, Inner Sight. Louis comes around and goofs off, and we do some impersonations. So join us for the Follies on Friday. Monday night, Matt of Glad, Inner Sight, thank you so much for being with us. And let's see, what else we got? Oh, television. We're still on, but we're doing reruns. Thursday night, 7:30, Channel 20, our program. Whatever they've got, they're rerunning. Wednesdays, 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, Inner Sight, and on Channel 3, on the Spirit Channel, it goes all over the world. So, check us out that way. And we're planning to do a new program on YouTube. It's in the works, the planning stage. We'll keep you posted. And we're very excited about that. So we'll see what happens with that. All right, Matt of Glad Monday. Inner Sight around the world. And, you know, I'd like to see these agencies change their ways and wake up. And I'd like to see Mr. Biden. This would be a glad. Mr. Biden passed an executive order mandating the agencies that they must help us raise funds for the disabled, and that we, the disabled, can participate in that fundraising, those of us who want to. Now, this would be a great, great thing. Along with that mandate, the idea of setting up a lobby in Washington should be allowed to enable a disabled person to keep their disability under any circumstances for as long as they're disabled. If Mr. Yeah. Biden wants to help us, this is what he should do. And you know what? It wouldn't cost this country a penny to do this. They're already giving the money to the agencies. The agencies need to modify their way. They need to maybe change their, you know, their mission statement, if need be. Because there's a lot of serious problems, and especially now.
Yep.
With this virus hanging around, it's even worse. You know,
certainly
look at the situation with the nursing homes. People can't get out. Why?
No.
Because they take all your damn money. And these programs are horrible. They're half-assed. The one woman who you hear calling in here, I don't think she wants to be called an advocate. That's cool.
Nah.
The one friend of ours, Maureen, who calls in, they had her mom on the wrong program for 3 years. We're hoping to have a lawyer to help. We got a referral today from Ave Maria, and we're going to see how that works out.
Yay.
But 3 years on the wrong program, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if that money that was supposed to be there to help her was in a fund, you know, first of all, she wouldn't be in a nursing home. She wouldn't have to go into a damn nursing home if the money was there. Because she could keep, even if she had to go to a hospital, you know, and go to a nursing home maybe for rehab for a month, let's say, she'd be able to keep her apartment. Or house, whatever it is she had, if the money was there in her account for housing.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't work that way. They take everything. They ruin your life. Whatever life you have left, a nursing home ruins your damn life. That's what it comes down to. They make you worse physically, mentally, and they destroy you. They take your home, your possession, take your damn laundry, give you crap food. It's horrible, man.
It's damn ass
horrible. And Mr. Biden ought to sign an executive order first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
To enable these agencies, to tell these agencies to start raising money to help people in that situation. And at the same time, create a lobby.
Yeah.
And give people back their disability money that they earned.
Yeah, all these years. Yep.
Nobody should touch that money.
That's right.
And that's why people can't get out, and that's why people are made worse in these horrible institutions. Yeah, hello, Inner Sight.
Hi.
Glad you're here.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to check the phone lines?
Yeah, we have Maureen waiting.
All right. Do the Able News first, and then we'll take a phone call.
Okay. All right. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for that free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
All right. Before we get, Maureen on the air, she's looking for an apartment for her and her mom. Maureen is blind. She's taken care of her mom in the past. They fell on hard times. They lost their house. They have an excellent track record of paying their rent. No, they don't have good credit like millions of us. I'm another one that doesn't have good credit, but I pay my rent 15 years straight now without missing. So anybody out there, her mom is in a wheelchair. That limits people. You know, you got to have a place that's accessible. Every place should be accessible.
It's true.
You see? And it's not. There's another thing for Mr. Biden.
Yeah.
You know, immediately make an enforcement. Let the agencies and the government start raising the money to make every place accessible. You want to create jobs? There's a way to do it.
Oh, yeah.
Get these unions, all these people now who in these unions sitting on their ass.
Yeah.
They're not working. They're collecting unemployment.
Mm.
Pass a mandate so the agencies can start raising money and the government put up half. And make all these damn places accessible. Make it enforceable.
Maureen's
and
back.
You'll create jobs. You'll help the economy.
Oh, something happened with Maureen. She keeps going on and off. Eek. Okay.
What?
Something happened with Maureen's call. She keeps going on and off.
Oh, well, maybe it's the phone. All right. Inner Sight around the world. Do we have the call?
Nope, not yet. She went on and off
twice.
All right,
Maureen, if you can hear us, call back.
Yeah, she probably will.
And we'll try to get you on the line. Up,
she might be on now.
Ahead,
here she is, here she is. Here she is, when you get a chance.
Hello.
Yeah, hold on. Here she is.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. All of a sudden it said thank you for whatever, listening to Blog Talk. Come on.
Yeah, and it disconnected. Yeah, I know. It happened to me a couple times.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah,
no,
how are you doing?
I'm tired of everything. I'm going to throw the radio out the window soon because I just can't take it. But you're right, Frank. I mean, my mom was in it for 3 years in the wrong program. Now, I think it was last May, I got a call from another one of
Hold on, who has somebody's talking in the background? What is that?
I don't have anything on in the background either.
What do you, Maureen? You have something on the radio?
No,
no, I don't either. Nothing's on here.
No, not a thing.
Well, I hear voices. Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. Said what you said was right about her being in the wrong program for 3 years. And last, I guess, May or so, I get a call from another one of the do nothing people from the agencies. And I think I heard from once after that, only because I called, and that was a couple months later. And it's been back and forth a couple times with one of the other ladies from there. I called her last week. She doesn't even have that. She has any record of what's going on or anything. So these agencies, and do you mind if I mention this one on the air?
Go ahead.
This one?
Go ahead.
Yeah, so that people don't make the same mistake and get involved. Do not get involved with CINDY, the Center for Independent Disabled New Yorkers of New York, you know, because they do absolutely nothing. Nothing. My mom wouldn't be in the nursing home with the pandemic going on. You know, she could have been out by now.
She could have been out by now. I had to be with them when I was living in New York. It was an easier thing than going all the way back to Long Island and
get
it done.
You're still in New York. What are you talking about?
No, I meant when I was living in the city. When I was at college living in the city, it was more convenient to go to them, but it wasn't convenient to go to them, if you know what I mean, because they just made me go in a circle doing this, that,
they
and
do
the other
nothing.
Thing.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's
exactly.
It. They tell you one program, then you're in another program, and nothing gets done. Not one thing gets accomplished. Nothing.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah, but yet they used your mom to keep the money coming in there at this place, didn't they?
Well, of course.
Of course.
Naturally. Money is the god of this world. It really is, you know.
Well, we're gonna see what this lawyer says. And by the way, according to the Turo law people, it's only $5,000 in the
small claim
court.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Let's see what this lawyer says now.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, that would be good. Maybe something will come of that. Oh, and I just want to make I'm not totally blind, so, you know, if anybody, you don't have to be, you know, afraid of that. I do have some sight, so, you know.
Right.
You know, because some people think, you know. So
she's
going to
burn up the whole place.
Yeah, exactly.
I have to laugh,
you know?
I'm partially blind, and people think that, you know.
I know, yeah, you know, so I just wanted to clarify that, you know. So
Yeah,
we know, that's how it is, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, I heard today they're going to try to hurry up and get Harriet Tubman on the $20 bill.
Oh, I heard
how much
that.
Is this
yeah.
gonna how much is this gonna cost to reprint more? But how about putting, you know who I think would be good to put on a bill? Helen Keller.
Oh yeah.
Right?
Yeah, she needs
should
to
be
on
somebody
a bill.
Disabled should be put on a bill.
That's right.
I mean, with all this pandemic going on, we're gonna spend money on putting somebody else on another bill. This is crazy, really. This country gets more ridiculous by the minute. You know?
Who are they going to put on a $20 bill? I missed that. Harry who?
Harriet Tubman.
Who's that?
It's a person. She's was an activist, per se, before her time, I would say. And
what did
I
she
don't
do?
Know. She, oh, goodness, I have to look it up now. I'm bad. I really am. I should look it up.
But I mean,
yeah, she's a black woman.
But
yeah.
I mean, in the midst of a pandemic, is this one of the first issues we have to deal with in the midst of a pandemic that's still ongoing?
No, it shouldn't be. No, it shouldn't be.
I don't know what that, how is that going to help people?
I don't know.
Who knows?
Maybe calm
but how about
people?
Putting Helen Keller?
Shut that thing off, please. You're interfering.
Well, I was
the
looking
show.
Up Harriet Tubman for you.
Yeah, but not like that.
Oh, jeez.
All right.
You know, put put
Harriet,
Helen Keller, who, you know.
Whoever her name is, I presume she's no longer alive, right?
No, she isn't.
Right.
Harriet Tubman was an American abolitionist and political activist born into slavery. Tubman escaped and consequently made some 13 missions to rescue approximately 70 enslaved people, including family and friends, used the network of anti-slavery activists and safe house known as the Underground Railroad.
I'll say it goes back all the way to the Underground Railroad.
Yep.
Right. That's what I thought.
I mean, that's nice,
right.
But how does that help people who have nothing, who are being oppressed in the nursing homes?
Right. And why do we have to do it? They want to get it rushed, too.
Let's rush
the vaccines.
Well,
you know,
I think they had
the healthcare.
Slated. The Treasury had it already done, the picture and everything. I had been following this for a little bit. But then they said, oh, we're not going to be able to get it done. Now, that's kind of rude, you know, until 2030.
I think the Treasury should give us the stimulus money first before they
join
the
army.
Exactly.
They are.
When?
So
when?
I don't know. That's not what Biden said today.
The woman just got put in to office today, okay, who's the Treasury person. And she said that, you know, Congress, you must act. She was telling Congress, you know, to act. So I've been following that all day. And I just heard about this today. But I've been following this for a while, the Harriet Tubman.
Let's see how long it takes them to give us a lousy $1,400. By the way, Maureen.
I think they
What did you, who'd you say should be on the bill? You said somebody else.
Helen Keller.
Oh, Helen Keller, yeah.
Maybe
she should be.
That would be somebody disabled, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know if I'd want Helen Keller organization to have that kind of credit.
Notoriety? No, it wouldn't be the organization. You know who it would be? It'd be Helen Keller herself. Why would we give it to
Helen
Keller organization? No, they just have the organization's name, not Helen Keller herself.
I mean, they use her name.
I know.
And I don't believe they
take
stand
their name
her
away
rights.
From it.
But it wouldn't have anything to do with the organization, right? It would just have to do with her, right?
That's what
I
thought.
They would undoubtedly capitalize on it.
I mean, maybe her family would have, if she had family, maybe they'd have to give the okay or something, you know? Let's
anyway,
leave the bills as they are. How's that?
I don't care who they put on the bill,
as long
as they give us our money.
That's what I mean. Send the 20s out as they are, real soon, because we need the money. Oh, they said
whatever
about,
they are.
Yeah, right. They said
whatever it looks
about,
like. I don't care if it looks like a Martian from outer space.
Exactly.
Just send me the money. I know what to do with it.
That's right, exactly. They were saying something today, too, about, you know, how they give it to people that make $75,000 or under. They were saying something about giving it to people who make, you know, lower than that. That's what they should do. Give it to the poor people that don't make that much, you know?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And the affordable housing, you still have to make like 50-something thousand and stuff for some of them. So that's, I don't know how that's affordable, but, you know?
Mm. All housing should be affordable.
Yeah.
That's right. Uh-huh. If you need housing, you need it, whatever. So people should help out with that and not, you know, have to
be accessible and affordable.
Right. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, hopefully something comes of the other and we can see our lives and stuff.
Yeah, I hope so,
too. You know, that would be great. It really would be. Yeah, thanks, Frank, for checking that out. So,
I think you will. I hope so.
Yeah.
All right, Innocite, we'll press on forward and see what can be done legally for that, the visiting in the nursing homes.
Definitely.
And for the release.
Yeah.
Right.
Both. You know?
I mean, they're going and bringing it in, so why can't we be tested that don't have it and go visit? You know
That's
what I mean?
That's
Yeah, really.
Well, look what
makes
happened
no sense.
To me today. Speaking about that, I'm pretty upset today because what they did with everybody, she comes on, the administrator, and she says to me, says to all the families, I shouldn't say only me, she says to all the families that she has great news. Now, to me, great news would be coronavirus is over.
Yeah.
No,
you know, that's great news.
Get the hell out of those places.
Right. And that, too, that we have a, you know, an apartment for your mother or whatever, that's great news. You know, and we're going to get your mom out, right? No, she said, we on this robocall, you know, the administrator says, we've immunized almost everybody in the nursing home. Well, my mom hasn't been, immunized, so what are you talking about? That's great news. Now, on the other issue at hand is that we have two staff members with coronavirus and four patients with coronavirus, and we can arrange for you to have a FaceTime visit with your family member. So what about the blind person who doesn't have FaceTime and can't use a computer? What happened to that person? So now I'm pissed
like
off
me.
Listening to this message, getting more and more pissed off, and that's supposed to be a great feeling for me to be pissed off?
That's a matter.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that wouldn't do me any good either. That wouldn't do me any good. I don't even have the phone for FaceTime.
Exactly. So now I'm just saying, oh, there's never going to be an end to this. When is there going to be an end to this? I want to know.
No.
So I just said to myself, I'm just going to, you know, shut this thing off, you know, meaning I was going to record it and let it be for the, you know, show, but her name was right at the beginning. Technically, I'm not supposed to put her name on air without her knowing.
Well, you know, you should ask that if that when that lawyer speaks to you, ask her if that's discrimination, that FaceTime business, because you're blind.
Yeah, I will.
You can't see it, right?
Right.
Yeah. I would ask that question.
Yeah, I would. Well, they should technically, get Maureen, at least I have a computer, but get Maureen something that she could, you know, not see her mom, but at least hear her mom, you know, when they're doing those damn FaceTime things.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, they do them on a regular basis, the FaceTime. I just don't have the phone to do it.
Right.
So I just get the phone calls. I just get the phone calls. That's it.
Well,
right.
With all
the
mess up that they made with that independent living, they should give you all the equipment you need.
That's right.
That's right, exactly. Yep, exactly.
All the equipment she needs, computer and all.
Exactly.
Damn right.
Definitely.
As a matter of fact, if you go to small claims court, that's one of the things we should sue them for.
Right.
Well, I don't
so you
know
could
if only
talk
for
to your mom.
Small claims court, she should go big. Big or nothing, really.
Well, we'll have to see. Let's see if this lawyer can do something. If not,
hopefully,
you know, the small claims would be a shot. Maybe we could get it in the news.
Well,
I don't know.
Hopefully something, you know, because this has just been...
Something. I won't let it go without anything, Maureen. I'll fight for you. I've seen you.
Yeah, thanks, Scott. Yeah,
I will.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Hey, where's the Commission for the Blind? Why don't they fight for her?
Yeah.
Where the
they
hell are
the
they?
They're where they usually are. Invisible.
Invisible is right.
They don't fight for
you
anybody.
You got it now. Invisible.
Nope. That's right.
They're very invisible. You can't see them.
Yeah. They've never helped me either. I mean, I've gotten, you know, and they've never done a darn thing either. Nothing at all.
I'm sorry I'm laughing, but it's so true.
That's why we need that mandate. No. If there was a mandate and they had to raise money to help you, then you'd see how fast they would help you.
You know, still when I tell
exactly.
people what, you know, I've been going through for the help that I need to get, they still don't believe me. They're like, until I really explain it to them, then they understand. And it's like, they can't believe that the government has dropped me so flat. Seriously, it's so sad.
It really is. It is.
It is.
Who doesn't believe that?
just your average Joe. I mean, it's everybody who doesn't believe it, really.
Well, they don't know. They don't know what they're talking about.
And even other disabled people can't understand how you've been left flat, meaning disabled people who have gone through VESET. VESET actually does a little bit more than the Commission for the Blind. I'm being serious about that. The Commission for the Blind is really notoriously interesting. 7 years to get a freaking computer. I cannot believe that. And they deferred it. They deferred it to Helen Keller. They said, "Okay, you're deaf blind now. You go and get it from Helen Keller." And that, they wiped their hands up into the sky. That's what they did. And they said, "Oh, we can't unless you're going for a job. We can't help you." But I am. That's the problem. I am going for a job. Idiot.
All these organizations, and they don't do a damn thing. Nothing. They do nothing.
Nothing. I want to expose that so bad. If I had
blind one
my excuse
own, after another not to help.
Yes, they do.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's very sad. Very sad. Mm-hmm.
If they
right, stick
with long
the
side. Ago,
it's a mad.
Me, I would have done it.
Yeah. All right, guys. Thanks for your help.
You're welcome.
Okay, and hopefully something will happen.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It will.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for calling
in,
Martin. Okay,
thanks. You take
care,
honey.
Take
okay?
care. You too. Right. Both of you take care. Okay, good night.
Thank you.
Bye.
No
Bye.
Problem.
Okay.
All right. Inner Sight, Mad or Glad. Monday, 213-816-1650. And anything you're mad about or glad about, you can... talk about it here. Now, you don't have to identify yourself. You don't have to give your name or anything of that sort, you know, because I know a lot of people are not into that. You know, they're afraid somebody might hear them. And
right. You don't have
to. The mentality of some people is so ridiculous. Oh, I'm going to report you. Who are you going to report me to?
Yeah, you know? Right.
One guy said that to me, and I said, "Well, you just did. You reported me to my dog."
Who said that?
Huh?
Do you know who said that?
Some stupid ass. I don't know who it was. I'm
when
going
was
to
that?
Report you for having that dog out here and singing on the subway. I said, "Well, you
Go
just
ahead.
Did report me. You reported me to my dog."
What did he say?
And he said, "Well, what school did you get your dog?" I said, "Inner Sight." I said,
report
"You want to report
me?
Here's the website."
That's funny.
These people are so stupid. They're back in the. They're not back in the dark ages. They're back in the no ages.
That's right.
There's nothing there. They're back in the where you had to walk in the mud, you know.
Yeah. Right.
Nothing there.
Yeah.
All right.
And
Inner Sight.
Who's the owner of that school? Do you know? Me.
Oh, yeah. I said, "You're looking at him." The executive director.
Yeah.
You know, and then when they find out about that, they're totally shocked. And,
yeah.
You know,
they don't
think
know what
that
to they, do.
They think that they know it all.
Yeah.
I said, "Here, I'm registered the same way the other place is, you know."
Yeah, yeah.
But we believe in people more, I told them.
Yeah.
At the time, you know. Anyway, Inner Sight around the world, and these guide dog schools, oh, man. They got a lot to learn.
Big time. I agree with you on that. And, you know, the more my vision goes, the more I feel it every day that I'm going to need one eventually. Because I don't feel comfortable with my cane being able to tell me where to go.
Especially today.
Yeah. I feel the safety
can't read most
is
of the
not
light.
There. Yeah, the safety's not there, number one. Number two, I would really rather trust a dog. Their instincts are impeccable if you train them right and you have the right dog.
Yeah.
You know? And that's how I feel. You know, and I just, you know, especially.
Well,
you want
a fair chance. You want to be able to have rights when you go to a school and feel comfortable, feel good. You don't want to have to feel that they're after you for every little thing.
Yeah, I know.
You know, or that they could deny you for every
at
little
any
stupid
moment.
Thing.
Yeah, I know.
That's what you want.
From what I understand, they're doing virtual stuff now. That's funny. How do you
they're doing what?
Train? Some virtual stuff now.
Virtual stuff?
Yeah.
What the hell does that mean?
I mean, they're doing stuff on the computer because of the pandemic. I don't know how they're doing that.
What do you mean doing
Seriously.
Stuff on the computer? What are they? They're training dogs on the computer?
No, they're having, like, some of the initial stuff be on the computer, so when you do go over there, you're not, you know, costing, you know, them the, what it called, people to go out. Like, say they want to give you, have you look at three dogs or whatever. They'll show you the dogs online first, and then they'll say, you know, that's what I've been told, at least.
No, they brought three dogs to my friend's house, and then they denied her. How about that one?
Yeah, I know. But how about this one? This is
what
crazy.
Do you do about that?
This person
I mean, you
said
could
they
see
did
dogs
it virtually.
On the computer. That
I don't
mean
know
you're
how
get
true
one.
This is. Yeah, I feel like I want to call them and find out how true this is.
How
that
true
they did
what
it
is?
Virtually.
Oh.
Yeah, that they showed it to her on the computer.
Yeah, but that
She's
doesn't mean you get
dog.
The dog.
Exactly.
Now, anybody can look at a dog on a computer. How do you know that? How do you know
that
dog? They show you the dog working or what?
I don't know. I wasn't privy to the thing. This was part of that group that I was in. This woman said, "Can you believe today that they showed me these dogs online?" She was saying something like that.
Wait a minute. This woman blind?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Then how could they show her the dogs online?
She has limited vision. She has limited vision.
See.
She could see.
Yeah,
she
but
could
still,
see
that's
forward,
hard to
but
see
she
that.
Could not see peripherally at all.
That's hard to see that online if you're blind.
That's what she said.
Even if you're partial. I mean, come on.
Yeah. She can't.
That's
she
ridiculous.
Gets also made fun of. Not made fun of, but contradicted all the time for her blindness. It's a weird disorder. She only lost her peripheral vision. So anybody who comes up to her on the side, or if somebody comes up to her on the side, you know, she couldn't be knocked down very easily. Well, but when she picks up and reads a book, they're like, "I thought you were blind." You hear the contradiction in that? She was talking about that she said, "I am." Did you read the definition from blindness? It also includes peripheral eyes. But don't bother me, get out of my way. She says to them. You know, she also has
What? Explain to her, to people what her disability is.
Yeah, which
if
is
she
horrible.
Wants to, I mean, you know.
Yeah, that's
you don't
what
have
she wants
to.
She don't
I guess
have
she
to,
wants
no.
to.
Yeah, she comes in with the white cane, and they're saying, "Why are you using a white cane?" You know, if you sit down on she has a rail like almost similar to a subway in her town. She's similar to a subway, she said. And they go on this light rail system. I don't remember where she's from. I didn't pay attention to that. Maybe it was Chicago. Yeah, she's from Chicago.
So was she trying to get a guide dog? Is that it?
She's trying to get a guide dog that replaced her dog that died. Anyway,
she
was trying to, they showed her these three dogs. And she's saying, "How am I supposed to know on the phone if these dogs are good enough? I got to find out. I got to ask. I got to
Well,
ask
that's why you
school.
Should have rights.
Yeah, I know.
You know, it should be a law.
Yeah. She said, "How am I supposed to know if these guide dogs are good or can develop a bond with me when I don't meet them?" That's what she said.
You don't know until you really use
meet
the
them.
Dog and
exactly, or actually just bend
know,
down
live with it.
And meet them.
Yeah.
You know, that's how I would know if a dog is good for me.
Well,
you
know, see, you see how that
kid.
Situation could backfire on a person. Let's say you show the person the three dogs.
Right.
They have some vision.
Right.
And they don't know which one. Yeah. And the school could turn around and say, hey, you know, she doesn't really want a dog.
That's right.
See why you got to have a law?
Yeah.
There's a million reasons why you need a law.
Yeah.
Oh, we showed her three dogs, and she didn't
she
seem like she wanted any of them. You know, they have after they show the three dogs, most likely they have a meeting with the staff.
Yeah.
Oh, how did you do with so and so? Oh, we showed her three dogs, and she didn't seem interested in any of them. Oh, they get rid of her. You know what I mean?
She said, I
yeah.
have to play it by ear.
They don't
well,
care because they get
well,
50,
pandemic,
50 to 100 grand for the next
come
person.
I would rather see them in person. That's what she said.
What, say
she's
that again?
Smart. She said that it's a pandemic and I would rather come and see them in person. That's all she said.
Of course. Now they may hold that against her.
Well, she's got to take that, you know, that way. That's the only way she... She took
yeah.
it. You know, I'd
they
rather
may, they may
wait
hold
a little
that
bit
again.
Until I get a vaccination, you know, and I'm going to hopefully get that soon, you know, and then I'm going to, you know, come and I'll see the dogs if you don't mind. And she said the person agreed. That's what
yeah,
she said.
Yeah, they agreed, right?
Right.
But that doesn't mean they're going to do it.
That's right.
See why you're going
to
have a law?
To her, but all of us
they can agree
say
until your ass swells up. That doesn't mean they're going to do it.
That's right.
They've
if
been
they,
known
they,
to agree before and turn
yeah.
and double-cross people and stab them in the back.
Oh, that's happened to you many a time.
Not only me. It's happened to millions
I
of
know.
People.
Yeah. I know what's
so
happened to
that
me
doesn't
only.
Mean a
to
damn
me,
thing.
It's not even
what
telling
means,
me that I could apply. That's worse,
what means
too.
Something is... If there's a law and they have a license, you know, and you have the right to go to court to prove that you're not getting the dog, that you shouldn't have the dog and why and all that, and they should prove it with
yeah.
documents and everything else. And we don't
yeah.
have that.
That's right.
You know, it doesn't mean a
you know,
damn thing.
I didn't think of something... When you told me something, and then I really thought about it. I remember when you told me, oh, Suzanne, they probably think that you're going to give the dog to Frank Perino.
Who the hell knows what
I
they
really
think?
Thought about it. What?
Who knows what they think? But there's another
yeah,
reason
no,
why you got
to
have a law.
I'm thinking that's probably why they outright denied me.
Sure.
But I don't care. I really don't.
That's why you got to have
I'm
a law.
I'm going to keep trying. What?
That's why there should be a law to protect people.
No, there should be, yes. There definitely should be.
Anyway, Inner Sight, Mattaglad. Tomorrow night is open mic. Wednesday, our show on The President is Not Addressing All Americans. What's
right.
Thursday? You got what's Thursday?
Yeah,
show,
Thursday.
You remember?
Hold on. Yeah, hold on.
I knew
why.
The title, but then...
It slipped.
It jumped out of my mind. Something about the...
Okay, self-advocacy should be accompanied by money to help.
Oh, yeah. Right, right. Very important.
Yeah.
That's right.
And you have Wednesday. It's President isn't addressing all Americans equally.
Yeah. All right, that's Wednesday and Thursday. And, of course, Friday is the funny, so...
Right.
Friday, we sum the whole thing up on the funnies.
That's right. And that's the,
how
that's
ridiculous
the most important show.
The whole thing is.
Is, yeah. is just the funnies. That's all the week is adding up to, the funnies.
Anyway. Inner Sight, Man of Glad Monday, 213-816-1650. We got a few minutes left, and... Anybody who wants to call in time for a quick phone call. You know, keep it clean, turn down your radio, television, video, whatever it is, when you call in, and try to avoid a speakerphone.
Yeah.
All right, Matt or Glad on Monday night, and, you know, we got the new president. What is it? It's not even a week yet, right?
Right, 6 days, to be exact, they said today.
So far, he hasn't done anything.
He's done a lot of things for everybody else, but he hasn't done anything for us, you know.
Hadn't done a damn thing for us.
Yeah, no, I know.
I don't even think he's talked about us.
No,
I mean,
he hasn't.
At least if he said something negative about us, we could deal with it.
Right.
But he's acting like we don't exist.
The disabled now. Yeah, that's true. We don't exist. Ah.
A friend of mine offered to help InterSight write a letter in a few months to him.
Okay. That's cool.
So I'll do it, but, you know, I don't expect anything from these politicians, especially now.
Hey,
now that
I said it
in the beginning of the show, the Republican, a lot of the Republicans now are complaining.
Yeah.
Because the big corporations don't want to donate money to them anymore because of what happened.
Of course.
You know, with Mr. Trump and his business at the Capitol. And, you know, so I said, well, just send it over to InterSight.
That's right. You don't have nothing
all.
To lose. Just
we know what to do with it.
To
we know how to help people.
We know how to do it.
We will not... We will not use it for a riot. I guarantee you that.
That's right.
We'll use it to help people.
We know how to deal with the money. Just give it to us.
So maybe some of these corporations, you know, we ought to get a list and send out a letter.
That'd be nice.
Get a list of the corporations. And we'll send them a letter. You know, send out a couple of hundred. It would have cost a couple hundred letters. I don't know. But I would do it.
To find big money, though. You know, only 2% of your letters have to be responded to, technically. And you could get a decent amount of money. 2%.
Oh, yeah, but this is different now. With this, they don't want to give the politicians anymore.
Yeah, but I hope that they'll want to give other people money, too.
Well, you never know. We tell them what we're doing and, you know, give them a little idea. You know?
Yeah.
We're helping people. We want them to get out of the nursing home, stay out, be in their own.
Yeah, this is unique.
Apartment,
yeah.
And be able to get a job and pay taxes.
Yeah, which is
nice.
Feel like a human being
again.
We
could tell them a few things in the letter.
Yeah.
So if we can get a list of these corporations, it would be good. It might be a good idea to do. All right, InterSight, we'll be with you tomorrow night. I want to thank all our callers, listeners.
Yeah.
I want to thank Ave Maria Thompson for reaching
yes.
out to us today.
Oh, she's awesome.
And we'll see how that develops.
Yeah.
Suzanne, co-host, engineer, InterSight.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. 631-224-3090. Tomorrow night we'll be with you on the open mic. And thank you so much for listening. 100,000 plus. All right.
Right.
We're going up, world.
Yes, we are.
We're going up. Thank you so much. InterSight around the world. And don't forget tomorrow night, 8 to 9, with the open mic.
Yes,
talk about
sir.
Anything you want. Thank
That's
you.
Right.
InterSight. We
Did
need
I
more. Everyone? Everybody needs more of that.
Yes,
the bottom world, InterSight. Thank you. Good night, everybody. Thank you, InterSight.
Good night, everyone.